Welcome to Explore Radio Origins. I'm Kellen McGee.
For a long time, all the work on how people adapt to high altitude involved Europeans going to high altitude. And in the 70s, anthropologists started asking, does everyone in the world adapt in the same way? Early work showed no, they don't.
Cynthia Bell, professor of anthropology at Case Western Reserve University, found that while natives of the Andes Mountains have elevated levels of hemoglobin, the oxygen-carrying molecule, natives of the Tibetan Himalayas don't. They adapt by increasing their blood flow. Bell then found that a lower level of hemoglobin actually correlated with a higher number of successful pregnancies in Tibetans and wondered if the answer was genetic. It turns out that Tibetans have a unique version of a gene called EPAS1 that correlates with their low hemoglobin levels, and that gene hails from an ancient source.
A fossil population that we only know from a couple of fossil teeth and their DNA. Yes, we can trace the origin of this important feature of Tibetan biology nowadays back 50,000 years to the Denisovans in Siberia.
Explore Radio Origins is produced by the Institute for the Science of Origins at Case Western Reserve University and WKSU.